Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The NFL schedule is out, and it looks like the Packers will start this season in the same place they ended the last. Week one has the Pack taking on the Vikings in Minnesota on September 13th. A win over the Bears on the Christmas Day game would be a sweet gift for fans. That game, like the Thanksgiving Eve game, will be streamed on Netflix. Two Thursday night games will also be streamed on Amazon Prime. Those games will also still be available on local TV stations in Green Bay and Milwaukee. Mike Clemens will have more coming up in sports at the top of the hour. The countdown is on for the historic back-to-back Luke Combs concerts kicking off at Lambeau Field tonight. Looks like the weather for both tonight and tomorrow night's shows will be a big hit, according to the National Weather Service. Forecasters say highs should be in the mid to upper 70s for both concert days, with just a slight chance for rain. Just as the Luke Combs crowds clear out, thousands of runners will flood the streets of Ashwaubenon for the second annual Epic Marathon and Running Festival on Sunday. Organizers are expecting about 2,500 to 4,000 participants for all race events. The epic event ends with a free post-race concert. Eight men, including several from Green Bay, are heading to prison after being convicted of bringing hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills to Green Bay and Milwaukee. The men were sentenced in federal court for their roles in a large-scale drug trafficking organization operating out of Green Bay. Experts who testified in court said 7 out of 10 fentanyl pills tested contained a potentially lethal dose. If you're heading up to the cabin this weekend, keep an eye out for ticks. Health officials say they're seeing more people than usual in emergency rooms with tick bites this year. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has the story.
Wisconsin health officials say emergency room visits related to tick bites are running higher than normal early this spring, raising concerns about another active year for tick-borne illnesses across the state. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says warmer temperatures and a mild winter may be contributing to the increase by allowing more ticks to survive and become active earlier in the season. Officials say the combination of early warm weather and more people spending time outdoors has likely increased the number of encounters with ticks already this spring. The Department of Health Services is encouraging residents to take precautions when spending time outdoors, including wearing long sleeves and pants, using insect repellents containing DEET or picaridin, and checking clothing, pets, and skin for ticks after returning inside. Officials say symptoms of tick-borne illnesses can include rashes, fever, headaches, fatigue, and joint pain. Anyone who develops symptoms after a tick bite is encouraged to contact a healthcare provider. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Go to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services website for more information about tick safety. Time to start planning for the holidays. The Packers schedule that came out last night includes a game on Thanksgiving Eve and a Christmas Day game against the Bears. Both games will be streamed on Netflix. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The top Democrat in the Assembly says she's opposed to a $1.8 billion tax and school funding deal because she thinks it could create budget problems for Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Leader Greta Neubauer said the plan would use too much of the state's taxpayer surplus and could lead to cuts to schools or health care later. The proposal included tax rebates and breaks on tips and overtime pay. Supporters, including Governor Tony Evers and some Democratic and Republican lawmakers, said it would have provided needed tax relief. The plan passed the Assembly, but failed in the Senate. A man whose job it was to guard prisoners in Wisconsin now heads to federal prison himself for sexually exploiting a child overseas. 44-year-old Bradley Hounsell from Oshkosh was sentenced to 13 years behind bars for paying to get child sexual abuse videos and images from the Philippines. Evidence was found on his phone after investigators searched his home. He will also face 7 years of supervised release. Hounsell was employed as a correctional officer with the Department of Corrections prior to his arrest. And the Badger State is not among the best places to be a nurse. That's according to a recent study by WalletHub, which ranked all 50 states for some of society's most unsung heroes. The study compiled a list of the best places to be a nurse by looking at job openings, salaries, the quality of nursing homes, and more. Wisconsin was ranked 29th overall on the list and was ranked in the middle of the road for opportunity and work environment. In case you were wondering, Maine topped the list. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Twins host the Milwaukee Brewers tonight in Minnesota. The Brewers coming off a series win over the Padres. They beat San Diego yesterday, 7-1, thanks to five strong innings pitched by Kyle Harrison, Luis Renjifo, with three runs batted in for the crew. I asked him how he's feeling batting sixth in the order.
Feels good, you know. Go there, stay in the process and see every pitch and hit the ball. So it feels good.
And Renjifo making big plays at third base, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that defensive play was a huge play, and then he's been swinging the bat probably four or five games now. He's really swinging the bat well, so really pleased to him. Vaughn is swinging it good. Those two guys today made a huge difference.
Football, the NFL schedules are out. The Packers kick off the season in Minnesota against the Vikings, and they play the Bears in Chicago on Christmas Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a few scattered showers late tonight. Our low dropping to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.